In Parashas Re'eh, Perek Yud Beis Pasuk Dawud, it says, Vosasun Kain Hashem Elokeichem. In other words, the psukim before tell us about when you're in Eretz Yisrael, you have to destroy all the Avodah Zarahs. However, Vosasun Kain, however, you can't destroy HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name, and that's how the Rashi has the other Zohar, and the Pasuk is, and the post can assume there was an Isser Daraisa, biblical prohibition of Mechikas Hashem. Usasun King Hashem Awakechem. In fact, there's a famous Gemara in Sukkah, Daf Nun Gimel Amud Aleph, with David HaMelech, that David HaMelech was digging, and he started digging so deep that the waters from underneath came up and it started flooding the world. In fact, you know, Shiram Allah's Mimamakim. So what happened when, so he wanted to know, like, where the waters were going to cause a lot of damage and kill many people. But David had an Eitzah. He had a tradition that if he took the Shem Hashem and put it in the water, he knew, or he believed, that the waters would subside. But however, he didn't want to violate an Issa d'Oraisa, so he wasn't sure what to do. So he asked his advisors, Achitofel, who said, what should we do? So he said, like, Kal v'chomer. He said, if to save a relationship between husband and wife, what do? We have the parish of Sota, a woman suspected of adultery, and yet, you know, many different details involved. But then we're allowed to destroy God's name. She could have the drink, and therefore, so we see, to save one marriage in Klal Yisrael, we say you're allowed to do Mechikas Hashem. Kal v'chomer, to save many lives, you can do Mechikas Hashem. So that's, David liked it. Of course, the question is, like, David didn't know that. Isn't that the Aleph Beis? We all know Pikuach Nefesh is Docha everything. So, so that's the whole discussion. The Aruch HaNir, others point out, some say, B'makam Chil Hashem, perhaps it doesn't apply. Or they give other reasons why it's true Pikuach Nefesh is Docha. But the question is, what about when it's Atzolah is... So if there's a flood coming, and all the experts say if you build dams, if you put sand, so then of course on Shabbos you could go ahead and do it because it's Pikuach Nefesh. But let's assume the way you're going to do something is not Derek Teva, but Derek Seguli, non-normative measures. I.e., throwing the Shem Hashem in first glance has nothing to do with stopping the floodwaters. So that's a major shaila. And that was the question by Eliyahu HaNavi. Could he be Matami Lameis? Of course you got a Matami Lameis. But the question was, you know, could you violate it? You got to violate in this deraisa to save someone, derech segula, etc. So therefore, that's with the lobe of the liver, that taking medicine, derech segula. You know, could you call a rebbe on Shabbos to give a bracha, someone's dying? So all the different issues that come up, so that was the issue there. So that is the halacha. They learned that David learned out, Osasun King Hashem Elokechem. You can't, there's an Isra Mechikas Hashem, generally speaking. And that's why they point out the next Pasuk. Ki im ela makam Hashem Yivchar Hashem Elokechem. Why are they bringing up the makam HaMikdash? So that's what the Mepharshim say it's allude to. Generally, Osasun King Hashem Elokechem. But if you're doing it to save a marriage, so therefore, that's where does it happen? In the Makam HaMikdash. In the Beis HaMikdash with the Meisota. So it's an illusion. That's where you do have a case of Mechikas Hashem. And you have four. That's in fact, and as well, that's the Gemara in Shabbos regarding if you have an option between, you only have enough money between near Shabbos, near Hanukkah, or Kiddush Alayayin. So the Gemara says, Pshita, near Shabbos, Adav Mishum Shalom Beiso. Because the greatness of Shalom Bayis, we're even willing to violate Losasun King Hashem. Okay, I mean, of course, as the Mepharshim point out, you're not violating Mechikas Hashem. We're saying the Issa doesn't apply. It's only Derech Hashkasa. You destroy the Avodah Zarah. Don't do that to God. But if you're destroying God's name for constructive purposes, that's not considered Mechikas Hashem. In fact, that's the famous Maisa with Shlomo Zalman Orabach with Derech Makshava, that he was very big on Shalom Bayis. He was big on a lot of things, but he was known for his Shalom Bayis. So when his Talmidim were walking him home one day, and he got to his house, and he fixed his tie, got his hat ready, and he said, why are you expecting guests in the house? Like, why are you getting all dressed up? No, why are you not dressed up, but why are you fixing everything? He said, yeah, of course I'm expecting guests, because the Chazal tell us, when there's Sholem Bebezos, and then the Shechina is Shora. But when there's Machokas, when there's fighting, the Shechina runs away. And that's what so therefore, that's what they point out here. Go Sasun King Hashem Elokechem. There's an Isra Mechika on Avodah Zarah, but not on God, and only done Derech Hashkoska. So therefore, it's not a problem here with David HaMelech and Achitofel, and that's why we have a Mesot, and that's the connection right afterward about the connection to the Makam HaMikdash. There will be cases where it's Mutter, when Usasun King Hashem Elokechem, and that would be the Parsha of the Sota.